Our editor this week went to scuba diving, and then he...
Oh, he went scuba.
Yeah, he did it in the pool, which is, you know, very safe. You're not going to drown. You're going to...
Oh, he didn't go to the ocean?
Yet. I think he didn't go to the ocean yet. He's not in this recording right now, so, like, we cannot really, like, hear anything.
Oh, yeah.
But, but do you like extremely sports?
It depends on what you're talking about. Like, list them, and I'll tell you if I like them.
You know, like, things like skydiving, bungee jumping.
Nope.
Snowboarding. Nope. Skateboarding. No. Jet ski.
Skateboarding? Skateboarding?
Skateboarding, yeah. You see all those, like, skill boys without their like, shirt on, and then they just, like, skateboard in the skateboard park and all, like, turning around like some kind of, like, really, really cheap clown. Like circus without... with circus.
What? You call them skaters circus?
I mean, take a look,
please. They're going to come get you now.
Come get me. I'm in Taiwan.
Yeah. They got skaters in Taiwan?
Yeah, they do. They do. They do have, like, community here. Hey, we are city.
Yeah, they're about to get
it's just,
ass.
Like, really hot. But,
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not... what about you? You're pretty adventurous, yeah?
I do love all kinds of, like, extremely sports, if I can.
What's the most extreme thing you've done?
I think... All right, I'm just gonna go into intro right now, and I will tell you. This is how you get people keep listening, right? All right. Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Sunny Podcast. This is episode 30-something. I lost track because, you know, when you just keep publishing stuff that just a bunch of people are listening, which I appreciate it. I'm your host, Eddie Su, and with me is Minrod.
Where your life is at risk, sport.
Yeah, you could say
that. That's really, yeah, that's really it.
You could say that.
Yeah. So what's the most extreme thing you've done or sports you've done?
I think scuba diving is the most extreme one. Also, I did snowboarding. Yeah, I did snowboarding. I did scuba diving. When I said I did, it was past tense because I'm not doing it just because I can't. Because, you know, COVID and shit. Anyway, I'm just going to say if I have a chance, I will do it. So, yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah, I did snowboarding before. I did snowboarding before. I did... scuba diving before. I tried jet ski.
Wait, where'd you scuba dive?
Thailand.
Well, you went in the ocean.
I went in the ocean and I saw...
See, that's even scarier.
I saw fish. I saw sharks.
You're fucking crazy.
Like a baby sharks. And I saw the stingray. You know, like the one...
You know,
the one with like a giant weird face underneath that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and then, like,
it killed Steve Irwin, man. It killed the National Geographic guy from Australia.
Yeah, because that dude was, you know, not smart about it. I think every person who did extreme sports who always, you know, like it was like a horror movie, and there's always some guy who thought he's like smart. He can outsmart all this like dangerous stuff, and turns out they are always. Yeah. Eaten the first by those random animals.
Yep.
The first one.
Yeah.
So
see, that's when you feel like, that's how it feels with scuba diving is. Scuba diving is basically saying like, I'm gonna science my way through the ocean, and in the ocean, like, no, you're fucking not, and then sends a shark your way and eat your ass.
So for the record, as a scuba diver speaking, just like once, I mean a couple of times in my life, and all the like class and lesson I took, they all say that shark is not dangerous. Again, we speak about this last episode. Only if you...
But why do people get still be eaten by sharks? If sharks aren't dangerous, why do people be eaten by sharks every year?
They didn't get eaten. Now they didn't get eaten.
How many shark attacks do you think are in a year?
So they say, I actually read about this because I do like to read weird research online. So It said it's once, twice per year that human being got bitten by shark. By a shark. Or sharks.
So it says,
are you Googling?
Total cases of 33, but 3 are fatal.
So like a dying.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that 33 is still a high number.
How many people are scuba diving every year? Right?
That's what I'm saying. If you don't scuba dive, you won't get eaten by a shark. But if you do, there's a possibility that you could.
But then if you don't scuba dive, you don't see the beauty of the ocean at all.
We're not supposed to be down there, man.
But thanks to China. And America as well. Like, you know, Santa Barbara people, you guys don't recycle.
I'm just saying we don't belong in the ocean. Like, everything in the ocean is against us when you're in there. You realize that?
Have you seen free diving?
Like,
free diving? Do you know what free diving is?
Yeah, when they just hold their breath and go down as far as they can. Exactly. I don't know what the big deal is about
free diving. It's amazing how people can do that. Don't you think it's amazing? I think it is amazing,
but why would you?
Because the ocean is beautiful.
I don't see the ocean like you guys see the ocean. I see even everything in the ocean as dangerous.
What traumatized you about that? I want to know. No, let's do a little bit of therapy. Let's talk about your childhood first.
What do you mean? I think this is a common fear that people have of the ocean. We don't belong in... Dude, when you're in the ocean, nothing wants you to be alive. Like the water, even like the water, you take all that shit off the mask,
hey,
the water tries
America?
To kill you.
No one wants you to alive as a person of color. I'm just kidding.
I like the ocean. The ocean isn't racist. It kill anybody.
Yeah. No, why do you think that? Did you like did the jellyfish sting you or something when you were younger?
I don't know. I think I just really respect the ocean. That's how I like to see it. I respect the ocean.
You respect the ocean too much.
Yeah, so much. I don't want to fuck with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like one of my worst fears is drowning. I heard that's horrible.
I think every kind of death is horrible. Are you saying like drowning is more horrible than like what? Car accident?
It depends. If you get decapitated, it's sudden, right? It just boom, that it happened. But I heard when drowning, you linger on. You're still conscious for a little bit. Like your body's still, your body's dead, but you're still conscious for a little bit. That could be a lie. I remember someone told me that one time and it really scared me.
Somebody told you that because he was what? Dead? Then he told you his death experience to you? Is that what happened?
You know, once you put it like that, it doesn't make sense like I thought it did.
It's like, how would you know? It's like, it's when people tell me like, this tastes like shit. I'm like, how do you know? Like, you eat ass every day? Can you eat mine too?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't fuck with the ocean, dude.
All right. How about mountains? Let's do a little bit like bungee jumping.
No. Why? I don't see that as fun. Like, I don't know how people could see that as being fun. Like, it's just dangerous. Like, there's no... I don't find dangerous fun.
You don't find dangerous fun?
No.
So like okay, let's step back. Step all the way back.
Yeah.
To a city boy, city life, city man. Okay. How about Six Flags?
No, I don't fuck with I don't do rides.
Oh god. All right. One
I don't like
step
that feeling.
Back.
You know how you go up in the hill and then you come down really fast and your stomach kind
of Yeah. All your organs are like woohoo.
I don't like that feeling.
Yeah,
I don't like it at all.
Oh wow. Okay,
yeah, remember one
step
time
back.
I rolled...
One more. Okay, I'm gonna do one more step back.
Okay.
How about Universal Studio? the theme park.
I went there once. I can handle those because they're more experiences than scary shit. You know what I mean? Like those crazy ass roller coasters that take you like 50 feet or I don't know, 100 feet, 500 feet in the air and drop you. Nah, I'm good, bro.
Oh, so you went there because they have options.
Yeah, like they got like this ride where it's the Simpsons ride. It's all virtual.
Simpsons ride is kind of stupid. I thought it's stupid because it's like they claim, you know what they claim? They claim like we have a 4D experience. I was like, what's the 4D dimension? Are they trying to take it to like time or something? Yeah, no, they just spray fucking mist on your face.
And but those aren't like a roller coaster, you know what I mean? Like those, I can handle those.
It's like, oh, when you're watching these films, which is Simpsons, and then you are vibrating with those things, and I was like, wait, what am I doing?
Dude, I remember one time I took this girl to the fair on a date.
Yeah.
And you know, just when you're on a date, you pretend to be somebody you're not, and I did that day. She's like, hey, when we go on the ride, and I was like, okay. In the back of my mind, I'm like, oh fuck, what did I just say? And she went on, she picked that ride where you just stick on the wall and then the room just starts spinning and you just stick, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I, that spinning ride. And I got out of it and like I ruined the whole night for her.
Did you puke or
no? I was just like
her or
like I was just sick. Like I couldn't do anything. She's like, yeah, you wanna go eat after this? And I was like, nah man, I don't feel good. I just want to go home.
So it takes one spin room to turn you a real person. Basically, that's what it sounds like.
A real person?
Yeah, because like, you know, you were faking it, right? The whole time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Then after you. So kind of like, okay, now I'm in.
But you like
I'm
that
real.
Stuff. You like feeling like you're going to
die. I don't like anything spinning. Because it makes me like dizzy and then like, you know, not feeling good and sick. So I don't do anything spinning. But like a vertical drop, I'm okay with a vertical drop.
Really?
Roller coaster, I can handle it. But like not like a too crazy, crazy one. I don't deal with like a super, super crazy one. Because, you know,
like
I have like
slingshot or something.
I have some like a weird, some like heart condition. So like my heart skip beats sometimes.
See, and you still risk it. You need to settle down. You need to calm down, bro.
But I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I'm just having this like a heart issue that forbidden me to do shit. Otherwise, I would do it. I just don't want to deal with the lawsuit after I die. So just.
That's funny.
How about some mountain stuff? You know.
Ah, man,
I
just
like
hiking. Yeah, hard work. Like, am I taking kayaking? If we're taking a trolley there, you know, an air trolley?
There's no trolley, okay.
I would do that. But if it's walking?
No. Just like walking, but then in the end of the trail, there is a beer waiting for you. Like the best beer on the earth.
I don't even like beer, so I can't imagine the best beer being good.
All right, whiskey, the best whiskey on the earth.
I don't even drink like that.
It has to
be like the best pho or like
the food. All right, best Thai food. Like the best Thai food, you need to hike all the way to the mountain. All right, this is it. The best Thai food on the earth.
Is there a trolley to go back down, or do you have to walk back down?
All right, there's an Uber in the end. Okay.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
But you have to walk all the way up. How about like camping? Do you camping? Like,
yeah.
You know.
I like it in big groups. I like it in big groups because I don't have to
in a tent
lead anything. When it's just me and my family, I get because I have to do everything. It feels like more like work.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wait, so how about in a do you sleep in a tent or you know then on the ground and then the next day you all hate it because like you know
You don't take a shower.
Who's the idea in the first place on this fucking camping shit?
Yeah, you have to take a shit outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about jet ski?
I haven't ridden a jet ski before.
Because it's also in the ocean, so that's why you don't
do it. That's part of it. Part of it, yeah. If I could avoid it, I would.
Oh, also it's a white people experience too. It's also expensive.
How much is it? Can you rent one? You
can probably rent one. I did, but like I was like with a coach. Do you say I like coach?
But he was driving actually, and you just rolled in the back?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are they actually teaching? I cannot say that they can call themselves coach.
They're just
coach.
Driving you. Your driver is
I know,
driver.
Right? That's stupid. I also... Okay, right, remember when I was a little, I did beach bike. Mm-hmm. You know, like you scooting around the beach, but like... I was so little, and I remember this like beach in southern Taiwan, and then my father and my mom was like, okay, let the kid do whatever shit he wanted to do, you know. And then so they signed me up for like this beach scooter thing, but it's not super big, it's like a small one for a uh-huh. kid. And then, you know, I was having the best time of my life, and it's like scooting around, and then I see a huge hill, and I went all for it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I speed up, and I just like shoo, went all the way to the air, and then I roar, and then which I fall, and so the whole scooter shit was like hitting on me.
Oh shit!
I have no yeah. So you know. Very fortunately, it didn't hit my head or anywhere. I just have a lot of scratches, basically. Yeah. And then the car was like, you know, I was basically a cockroaches, and then just flip it, you know. And I couldn't just move and anything. I was like screaming and whining.
Yeah.
Because I was a little boy. And then I just did all that. And then my parents is like laughing at me. They didn't actually come to get me.
Because I would have been laughing at you too.
And then, the surfers came to me and said, "Are you okay?" And I was all crying. I was like, "I don't know. Something's broken. I don't know. It just hurts." But I'm still not traumatized. I just don't. Maybe
just
because my parents
story.
Were laughing at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was scary, actually. A little bit.
Yeah, but you made it out okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Would you let your daughter do all this?
Yeah, if she wants to. She could, you know, it's her life.
And she'll be like, "Daddy, daddy, let's do it." She'll be like, daddy, can we go do roller coaster together?
I'm getting anxiety over that when I think about it, because I'm going to have to eventually try it. And I'm worried about that.
But how about your girlfriend?
She used to like it. She don't like it no more.
Oh
yeah, maybe I turned her off.
You need to have a second baby, and then they can go together. That way, you don't have to worry about shit.
I'll pay all
right,
her to
let's
go.
Close this. Okay, bye everybody. Me and Russ have to go and have sex right now. Bye everybody.
I'll pay a stranger to ride a ride with her.
You would?
Yeah.
Better be a hot dude. All right, or a girl.
Yeah, maybe a nice grandma.
Jesus. All right. How about like animal riding?
Animal riding? What is that?
Yeah, like riding elephants, which you shouldn't do it by anything.
I would be because I'm scared of them. Well, yeah, because I'm scared of them. I'm definitely scared of them. But also, I feel so bad. Like this animal is being forced to be ridden on me. Like I don't know, man. Like, it's a slave animal.
You don't know that. Maybe they like it.
I don't know, man. I don't think horses are like, you know, having this guy on my back is kind of cool, man. Like, horses are probably like, my back. Oh, man, this guy's killing my back.
I don't know.
You don't think, wait, you think horses prefer people on there? They're like, yeah, people are cool. They feel good on my back.
I don't think so. But hey, if there is like a really, really delicious carrot in the air, maybe they will do it. Maybe they don't. I don't know.
No, come on, man.
You know, like in Spain, they would do is like a bull, but riding the bulls, you know? And then I think in the United States, they used to have a term for their rodex. R-O-D-E something, something.
Rodeo?
Rodeo, yes, yes. Is that a term for those
Yeah, people? Where they ride the bull, the crazy bull, and then, you know, they get tossed over. Yeah. Then the clown comes in, they're distracted bull. I always wonder, when I was a kid, I was like, yo, why? It was like so random for me to see a clown from there. I was like, yo, what the fuck? This is a deadly bull chasing. Why is there a clown? And then it wasn't until I was an adult I realized, oh, it's to distract the clown.
Oh, yeah, distract it's a distract clown. Yeah, distract the bull to be like, there's something red, and then, you know, running around.
Yeah,
it's more interesting than the stupid flag. But have you tried that?
No, like, I would not.
How about like the simplified version, which is, you know, in a bar somewhere in, like, you know, I don't know, maybe Ohio or like anywhere.
Yeah, I would try it, but I would do it. Do I have to put one hand up like this? Every time I put one, I feel like I'm on it. I put one hand up. It's kind of gay.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, can I just use two hands like that? Because you just do it like this.
You can do two hands if you want to. I think two hands will make it more
less gay, I guess you'd say.
Put two hands.
Yo, if you can do it with two hands in the air, you got some strong legs.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All the ladies in the crowd will be like, "Ooh la la, la legs."
Would you do that? You would ride on a bull, like a real bull, though. You would ride on a real bull.
I don't think I can do it because I have a soft legs. I don't think. My legs can only do kicking, so that's why I do scuba diving. But like,
and it's fucked up what they do to the bulls, right? Don't they pinch them or something?
I think that they just have used this, like, the bull natural instinct about when they see something reddish and like waving around, and then that piss them off, so they just want
about two different things. One is a rodeo, when you ride the bull and they go crazy, and the other one's like a Spain
Toro
kind of, you know, he wears a funny suit with the hat.
Funny suit, I like how you say it's funny suit. Cultural appropriation. BBB.
No, it is a little funny suit. It doesn't seem like you can move in the suit. You know,
would you do that?
No, of course not.
Dress in the funny suits and then let a bull chase you.
Well, I don't fuck with animals like that, man. Like,
what's the, I'm gonna ask you this, just be super direct. What's the most extremely activity you haven't done?
Let's see. I did paddleboarding one time. I was scared.
Relaxing. Stand paddings?
Yeah. I'm just scared of what's underneath the paddleboard. I don't know what's down there, bro. It could be
definitely crocodile, huh?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it could be, man. Like, you never know, bro. The ocean is not to be fucked with. I did that one time. What else?
Where was it?
In Seattle? Hawaii.
Well, that's nice. It's supposed to be chillaxing.
More sharks in Hawaii than there is in the U.S.
That's true, too.
Yeah, but so that had me worried. What else?
Surfing. I do surfing as well. Do you surf?
I'll try, but you have to guarantee there's no sharks. Like, is there a surfing place with no sharks?
In Taiwan, if you surf, you don't find sharks, but you find jellyfish.
See, nah, fuck that.
Like, the jellyfish might sting you. That's actually true, because it's actually something.
Maybe indoor. If we do it indoor, I will do it.
It's like surfing indoor. Yeah. Dude, that's... I mean, you know, like, do whatever you want, do whatever you like. But I'm just going to say, like, this is a new phase of, like, I'm not trying to be racist. This is a new phase. Believe all you want. Indoors surfing sounds very, very sad. It unless there's sad. Exception. There's exception. If you are from a, you know, country or region that is no ocean near you, then I'm okay with that. Let's say if you fucking live on like Everlast and then you just say, I don't have experience with surfing, I'll be like, how do you even know the word surfing? You know, yeah. Like, so I'm like, oh yeah, that's fine. But like, if you like, I live on an island, so like, sometimes it surprised me when people in Taiwan tell me that they don't really know how to swim.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, wow. You know,
is that more often than not? Like, do most people in Taiwan know how to swim?
I don't know. Maybe I'm like a privileged kid, but like, I do think. I mean, it's a necessary class in high school. You need to pass 50 meters, which is 36 miles. It's a lot.
Damn, that is a lot. Damn, all you guys should be.
No. 1 meter equals 0.6 mile.
Oh,
Wait. 1 kilometer. I don't know the math. I can do the math. So, something. 50 meters. You do the calculation,
yeah,
American.
I'm not going to do it.
50 meters. I'm, or just, you know, go ask your Canadian friend how long is, or Mexican friend, how long is 50 meters? But you have to swim 50 meters in high school. That's why it surprised me when people tell me, like, you know, I don't swim. Because I do. I love swimming. Swimming's fun.
Well, I know how to swim. But
only in a pool.
No, I can swim. If I have to save my life in the water, I will. I think I'm capable of saving my life. But I have to save anybody else's life, I don't think I'm that good.
Like, when your girlfriend asks you, if me and your mom drop into the ocean, who would you rather to save? And you'll be like, I don't know. I have to save myself first. That's your part. That's your answer, right?
Yeah, because it makes no sense for all three of us to die. Right? Oh, can one of us survive? I think I could survive. let's just say if you fell off the boat and you're like, Minroth, come save me. I'm like, Eddie, it makes no sense for me to die too. Sorry, man.
You don't want to die for me? Aw. I would totally not die for you either. Okay, so moving on. Thanks to America, we got 2.5 million doses from United States for free.
Hey.
And there is still no video graphic card for America.
Oh, that was my next question. But like, send those PlayStations
no PlayStation
over, baby.
5.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I really want one.
So thanks to United States.
Well, which
and
kind?
Those
what?
Doses.
Which kind?
I think it's Moderna and Pfizer.
Oh, those are the good ones, right?
Those are the ones who kill less people. So
yeah. I think I got the Moderna. I don't know. Oh, Pfizer? I don't know.
Pfizer, yeah. What's the situation in the United States right now? Like, everybody
is kind of like normal. It's kind of going back. Like, the NBA's on and the arenas are full. What else? There's concerts happening.
Do people go back to office to work?
Some. I don't think it's like what it was before, but people are making their way back. Yeah. Yeah. It just seemed like.
Do you have office?
I do have office, but, you know, I like working from home because, you know, I could just go to the grocery store and shop for lunch and then come right back home.
And just steal all the salaries. That's how you do it.
And then, and then, you know, when I'm, you know, when you're at work, there's no place to go but work. But when you work from home, I go play with my daughter for like 15, 30 minutes and then come back to work. I could take a walk for like 30 minutes with my daughter and then come back to work.
So your break time's longer when you work from home.
Well, there's nobody watching me.
No, but like, do you get your shit done? Do you get your job done?
Yeah, I think I still work hard, but you know, there's just, it's not like I'm not at the workplace.
Oh, so you don't have to deal with like Olivia's nightmare.
Yeah, or like constantly moving on.
Jason's gay boyfriend dumped him yesterday. Yeah. And you're like, why is this my business?
Or is it like, you know, I don't have to like go from meeting to meeting. I could just sit in my chair.
What's your worst like office experience?
Let's see. Oh, somebody confronted me, one of my coworkers. Well, it wasn't the worst. Like, she didn't like it.
Almost the dramatic way.
She was offended when I was using the word retarded.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is a long time ago, so it was just when everything started and I didn't know.
Oh,
yeah, so I didn't know, like, it was, you know, you don't use it anymore. Like, no one said, hey, newsflash, this isn't a word that you could use anymore. I didn't know that. Yeah, and so I was just saying it casually, and she was offended by it. And she never told me. She told everybody else in the workplace except me. And I had to find out from other people. And she was, like, one of the guys I talked to at work, he'd like, yeah, man. And she doesn't want, she gets offended when you use the word retarded. I'm like, oh, for real? Like, I didn't know. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I'll stop saying it. But she made a big deal out of it. Like, she made me
feel, she ran HR for you, or she was like,
no, she didn't. She just tried to influence people not to like me.
Basically gossip. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
But you know,
that's toxic. As a person who talk about like don't use the R word and then talk shit behind people, that doesn't seem very convincing to not using the R word on her.
That's funny.
Would I get into trouble by saying this?
I don't know. Right. Will you? Let's see. Put it out there. No, but I think that was it. Nothing really. I'm always like watching drama. I'm never in drama.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. Because people take work too personally. Like for me, it's work. Like it doesn't have to be a part of like, it doesn't have to emotionally affect my personal life.
Wow, you're numbing by your career.
Yeah, like, you know, when I'm off, I'm off. I don't think about work at all. Like, any like, creep of thought that comes into my mind about work, I just say, no, fuck that, no work today. And I focus on something else.
That's nice. That's very nice. Yeah. I do try that before.
Is it helpful?
It's helpful. You know, like, when I was in the United States, all my work, it's like I'm new to like the career, like the business side of my profession. And then it was interesting to me how there's a switch button for like work. And I didn't have that. and until like later on in my like job life, which the switch is just kind of like coming in by itself, and then it's like a switch is a person that, hi Eddie, yeah. My name's Switch. I'm trying to be your new guidance of your work life.
Right.
And then so it's basically when I'm not working, I also don't think about work anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also there's this one thing that I remember I'm trying to, you know, have this like a passion and then trying to make that all of these things better with me, you know, like if you work with me, it's gonna be awesome and all the stuff, you know. And then like I try to be input a lot of thoughts on projects that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. And then my project manager said, I didn't ask you for doing that. And then my supervisor said, we didn't hire you to make the company better. We hired you to do a job. Mm-hmm. It's not your job to make the company better. It's the managing team's job to make the company better.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, then, you know, hands down. So just like anything, like, it's not related to my duty, I was not doing it.
Oh.
And then after that, I actually talk about this to one Uber driver because, you know, Uber driver. I'm the talker. I'm the talking one when I do Uber. You know, people hate me, but, like, yeah. I'm the talking one. Because I feel like they must be boring, you know. Yeah. All the waiting and then like anyway, so I talked to this Uber driver and said about like my job doesn't want me to be better. Like they want me to just stay quiet. And the Uber driver just said, you know what, they're actually right. And I was shocked. I was like, oh, shouldn't you be on my side? And then he was like No, hear me out. How much they pay you? And I told him it was $25 an hour. It was okay. And he was like, do you know how much it costs to make a company better? And I was like, I don't. I was like, there's this job called like, you know, like lifting the company, some kind of thing. And it's actually a job. And they will come into your work and then they will just like inspect everything. Interrogating everything about like, oh, your company needs more activity, your company needs like, you know, like basically the health check for your company. There's actually a job for that.
Yeah.
And then he told me there's a job like that to do things like that, so I don't have to do it. And if I wanted to do it, that's becoming a free service for them, so you don't have to do it.
Oh, and they know you're okay, from that
angle. They pay you $25 and then you do $25 thing. If they pay you $50 or even more and they want you to make a company better, then do that. And I was like, wow, I never thought about that. I always thought everybody in the company trying their best to make the company better. I guess I was too pathetic, is that a way to say it?
No, I think you're too ambitious, maybe. No,
or
not
optimistic.
Not even ambitious, but I think there's just too many voices.
Yeah, that's why I do
think the
stand
way
up,
you make,
you know,
the company better is to do your job as good as a kid, you know. Just do your job and then everybody does their job and then that's how the company gets better.
Yeah, but you know, I guess that's something I don't understand when I was didn't understand. I do understand now, but I didn't understand.
That's funny
then.
That an Uber driver had to tell you.
I didn't like my boss after he said all that shit, but an Uber driver told me that from a stranger perspective.
And
Uber I
was
like,
wisdom.
Oh, a Uber wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
is that a thing? Uber wisdom?
Probably.
You need to be wise to drive Uber.
Yeah, they should do a therapist Uber. I bet you money. This is $1 million idea. If you're a therapist, do a therapy Uber where you just talk to your clients while you drive, but you charge the same or you charge a little bit more. You charge a little bit more, right? Because you're driving. And I bet you make a ton of money.
I think all the therapists are going to hate you hate this idea because they you know, all the therapists, they enjoy this like a beautiful, nice, you know, 35 floors, comfortable.
Okay, you know, how much is a session of therapy? What do you say, like?
$45 probably.
Without insurance.
Without insurance?
Yeah.
$200.
Like $300-$400.
Even higher. Yeah.
Okay, let's say you charge $800.
Yeah.
And you're a therapist. And you do that. You do that 3 days a week. You can make the same amount as regular therapy, do working 5 days a week.
Oh. In that case, that's talk.
Yeah, right? Working 3 days a week? I'll do that. You know, people do weird shit. Like, I seen a video on, like, in Japan where they hire people to cuddle you at night.
Oh, yeah. My friend's previous roommate did that.
He's a professional cuddler.
So she was like... Yeah, she's a professional hugger and cuddler, and they don't like to call themselves that. They like to call themselves, what's the word? Spiritual healer.
Do hugs, man. You just gotta hug it out, man.
I don't know about how that works. But I do believe, like, if you feel really, really, like, sad or, like, upset or in a really bad emotional, which is not a bad thing, to be clear. But then if someone was there and then, you know, hugging you and then just tell you everything's going to be okay, it's helpful. It's sweet. And sometimes, you know, not everybody has that kind of privilege, so
yeah.
It becomes a job. It's like, I don't know, I'm gonna doing some bad comparison. Not everybody's doing so well to have sex, right? So hire a sex worker is totally 100% fine.
Yeah.
So not everybody get along with every... No, you don't get friends. That could happen. So you hire a hugger to hug you, to cuddle with you.
Well, my point was is that it makes sense, right? Like the therapy, car therapy, that makes sense too.
The car therapy is the car wisdom.
Maybe you don't do it. Maybe if you're a therapist, you don't do it for like an hour a session. You do it like, you know, what was your conversation? 10, 15 minutes? 15 minute conversations?
I think the Uber Wisdom one was like 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes and you charged, what?
$100.
$100?
That's a lot of money.
Man, rich people would do that though. You know what I mean? Rich people need somebody to talk to.
Yeah. That's why they pay like so much money to,
a driver, huh? That's why driving.
Yeah. Do you know like, that's why like a personal driver always know lots of like secret of certain celebrity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
no, all the juice.
Yeah. All the juice.
All the juice.
Would you hire a personal driver?
Yeah. I would. If I had money like that. I don't have money like that. But if I did. Yeah. I don't like driving.
What would you hire first? Like,
a cook.
Household manager, cook.
I would do a cook
personal
first.
Driver.
A 5-star cook.
Oh, okay.
And no, never have to cook dinner. A masseuse, so I get a massage.
A personal masseuse. That's a lot of asking.
That's a lot of what?
That's a lot of money. A personal masseuse.
If I can afford a cook, I can get a masseuse, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Because, like, a cook is, like, you cannot really go anywhere. The masseuse, it's not like
They only come to cook, I don't really eat breakfast, but they cook lunch and dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to stay. You cook, and then you can go. You can eat with us if you want, but then afterwards, you got to go.
Got it. Have you seen a movie like Parasite?
I have.
Yeah, so you know, like the pool family.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, but like there's an like the original one, the one allergic to the, which is kind of really interesting. She was allergic to the hair on the peach.
Oh yeah, that was right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the original lady, she was doing a good job, right?
She was.
And then
the nanny.
Yeah, she was doing a good job. That family fucked her up. But like she was doing a good job, and then she has to do everything, mm-hmm. as well as cooking. So
I wouldn't hire somebody like that. That's just, you're doing too much. I gotta take care of my kid. I'll watch my kid. I don't need nobody else to watch my kid.
Like a nanny?
Nah. I like watching my daughter. I like playing toys with her. Mm-hmm. She's potty Wait, training like right a, now.
But pre-COVID time, how did you manage that?
Watching the kid?
No, like, you know, you have work in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend needs to work in the daytime. Who's taking care of the baby?
Oh, we're lucky enough to have her mom and dad, Nicole's mom and dad, do it.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. So then I'm saying, what if there wasn't?
Probably put in daycare.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Daycare is a lot,
so no
dude.
Nanny. So, like, no nanny at home.
I like watching. I don't like the idea of somebody else raising my kid, because that's your nanny. It's like the nanny's always there for the hard things, you know.
Got it.
Yeah, and
I
sometimes
think my kid has daycare. Okay, so
yeah, like yeah. I like changing her diaper sometimes. I like giving her a bath. It's fun. Putting her to bed.
Do you like changing her diaper? That's very modern of you to say.
No, it's funny because it's like, it's fun giving her a bath because she likes the water. And so she likes when you do the bubbles and we're playing. And then I go, you know, put her pajamas on, put lotion on her. And then, you know, I'll tickle her. And then we'll go through our ABCs. It's a fun time. It's a good time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does she learn Filipino? Wait.
She knows how to say booty in Cambodian. Go cool.
So she's learning all these like three languages in the same time.
Not really. I mean, she only gets words in Cambodian. She doesn't get enough Cambodian where I think she'll pick it up.
Got it.
She knows songs in the Philippines because her grandma sings to her. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, we speak to her in English.
I watched Spider Multi-Universe with my nephew and niece.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
That's it, man.
The one Sony animation.
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was really, really good. Really fun movie. Really, really awesome artistic choice that they made. It's beautiful films. Beautiful.
It was funny too.
Animation. It was really funny. All the characters are amazing. Yeah. But my niece just couldn't stop asking me questions. Like,
that's the worst.
Because she doesn't understand English, and then she was and I was playing it on HBO Go, and then she was like, where is this? Why? And I was like being very patient in the beginning. I was explaining everything to her because, like, you know, like she doesn't know English, and I was like translating things here and there, basically almost the whole movie. And in the end, I was like, And I was like, do you ask so many questions when you go to see Frozen 2, or you're too busy staying at Elsa?
Yeah.
And then she was like, kind of like, dude, what are you talking about? You know, like, she gave me a weird face, and I was like, just watch, okay? I want to say shut the fuck up, but I can't say it because they have kids. And I was like, just
sure
watch.
You can. Sure you can. You can say that to your family. Just be like, hey, don't take this personal, but shut the fuck up.
You know what? I actually can say, you know, why don't you shut the fuck up? And then she doesn't even speak English, so she doesn't know what to shut up.
Yeah, she doesn't know what you're talking about. That'd be hilarious. Yeah.
And then she just watch it. She just watch it in the end. And then she just see all this action thing. And she was exciting. And so does my nephew. My nephew was exciting the whole movie. And then I think it's very interesting to see how kids react to like action animation films. It's really cute and beautiful to see how they trigger manipulated by this film, basically. The emotion was manipulated. Yeah,
it's so crazy too, because like for them it's the visual, because they don't understand, but they like it. The visual is so good.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
They just watch it and then they pick it up over time.
Yeah, Sony did a great job on that. No, I think they are doing the second one, so I think the second one is coming soon. Please sponsor us if you want us to talk about your film again, if you are listening to this podcast. We love you, Daddy.
You ever play the video games?
No. It's a lot of like shooting spiders web.
Yeah, you could web sling the whole city of New York. Realistic. Like,
wow.
Yeah. Dude, I'll just web sling. I don't even play the missions.
Will you do it? Will you do that? If you're a Spider-Man, will you do that?
Hell
you hate
yeah.
Extremely sports.
Well, I'm Spider-Man. This
that's
is different.
Basically, that's Spider-Man basically is every different. Other second you are bungee jumping.
Yeah, but you're Spider-Man. You have heightened senses and strength. I'm just regular ass Monroe. I'm going to die.
So fun. All right. We should do a superhero episode next week about how. Yeah, how would you. Like, we should wait for the Shang-Chi.
I'm excited for
the
that.
Ancient one.
Shang-Chi,
Shang-Chi, is that how you say it?
I think so, yeah.
In English?
Never really, yeah. Shang-Chi.
Do you know what that means in Chinese?
What?
Like, it's a certain kind of like your telescope didn't drop in the right place when you're born as a boy. So you get these diseases. And so when I was reading the whole thing, I was like, why do they name a character like that? And
ball disease. Like, they name so... ball disease.
Yeah, so like... so it's like a very disturbing...
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think...
I'm excited about that film. So
yeah, it looks good. I wish they would like, you know, it was a good movie. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. You ever seen that movie?
What?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
And like the kung fu thing.
Yeah, but even the story was good too.
It's by Ann Lee, right?
I just remember it being really good. Like, the story was good, the karate was good, the filmography, the way they filmed it. Yeah.
Recently, okay, we don't have much time left, but recently I watched a TV show called Special.
Uh-huh.
And the TV show is about a boy with a man. I think it's a man, yeah. A man with cerebral palsy.
Yeah, cerebral palsy.
Yeah, CP. How he like cruising around in the real world, how he internalized ableism to himself when really nobody was actually like doing a lot of like discrimination against him.
Oh, really?
And then, but like, you know, but the whole show was, the angle was like, I don't know. I guess I say I don't know. We interviewed because like it made me rewind about how we interviewed John Underwood. Remember that episode?
Oh, okay, yeah. So what did
comedian
we do?
On a wheel, right?
Right.
Like he was on wheels, right?
Yeah.
And we didn't say any shit too much, but like Because, you know, he allows it basically the whole episode.
Well, because we're stupid, did too.
Say shit. Yeah, yeah.
Because, but you know, I came from a place where I was like, man, I'm really, truly ignorant. Like, I don't know. Can you tell me?
Also, like, the whole show is like, why they have to constantly teaching everybody else?
Yeah.
And right. When they don't have to, like, you know, they know everything about able people, but able people knows zero thing about disabled people. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair. That's basically the whole topic of the show.
Yeah.
And I was watching it. I was like, wow. I mean, how would I know if my life wasn't surrounding any of those? But I mean, I would learn, you know, I would love to learn everything about it. But like, there's so much to learn. So how would a one person know? You know what I mean? It's not like it's like when the LGBTQ world was just LGBTQ and it gets so big, right? Now you have so many things you need to learn, otherwise you can cancel and identify as homophobic afterwards by other people. And then Extremely Ultra Girl.
Okay, Extreme Ultra.
Extreme Ultra.
I don't know, what would that be like? Extreme. We're going out. I don't know how to be extreme casually. We're not
gonna screaming.
Casually, but,
this is a fun. This episode is a fun.
See, that's why you're better at it. Okay. So this is as extreme as you'll get. Hey guys, thanks for making it to the end of the podcast.
So relaxing.
Yeah, you guys made it. Appreciate you guys listening.
Alright, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. We love you. Leave us a 5-star review. We only take 5 stars. And until next time, as always, stay happy and stay sunny. Bye.